You see it? Sit down. Let's go to work. Philippians chapter 3. You got to go to the restroom, go ahead and run back. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, I want you to write this down. Write this down. How to press into the presence of God. How to press, P-R-E-S-S, press into the presence of God. And one of the things that's coming up right now in my heart, because there's no free passage. There's no passage you just walk in. If you want to get in the presence of God, you're going to have to press. All right? Amen. Now in Philippians, I'm going to get it. Hold it, Marjorie. I'm going to get it. In Philippians chapter 3, go to verse 7, Philippians 3, 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Are you with me? Yet doubtless, and I called all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, of Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now notice verse 10, that I may know him. Now think about my eyes and spiritual eyes, you see, he'll let you see him. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, the cross, being made conformable to death. I got to die daily. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may, as long as you're in this world, you're maturing. You never reach the peak, you see. That I may apprehend for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Now, stick with me. Brethren, verse 13. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Now, if you want to get in the presence of God, you're going to have to do this. Forgetting those things what you're behind. I'm talking about tonight. Anything that have gone on in your life, bad, forget it. Good, God got something better for you. Don't hold on to nothing. What I say?
Don't hold on to nothing.
All right, don't hold on to nothing. Forget those things what you're behind and reaching for those things what are before. Now, reaching is not good enough by itself, because the next verse says, I press. We got forces trying to stop you toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, you're going to have to listen, because I'm going to jump somewhere in a few minutes. So you're going to have to be on board. You can't be casual tonight, because I'm going to begin to show you something that will excel your life in a matter of moments. All right. So I want you to pay attention as we go. The presence of God is available, but you cannot just walk into it. You have to press into it consistently. By a desiring faith. I don't know where to go first. We're going to give you a revelation of the potentials of God's presence and the fact you have to expect and respect his presence. So let me read these two or three things, and I'll take you somewhere. You either get in the presence of God or you become a prisoner of the system. Wearing, I can't. I'm going to go back over. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You either get in the presence of God or you become a prisoner of the system wherein I can't.
Yes, sir.
But knowing in his presence, you can. Now, here's a very important statement. You don't have to be perfect to be in the presence of God. Now, one of the things that happened, my sister, you're a new member. One of the things that happened is it becomes so critical in the spirit realm if people don't understand mercy, grace, repentance, forgiveness, all of our shortcoming. And they damage our walk with God because they say we are not holy enough to be in his presence because we made some mistake, you know. And I'd like to know who up in your head made no mistake. I sure won't bow down before you and just let you put your hand on me and pray for me. I never made no mistake. But I know better, so I ain't bothering now. All right, why do I have to press? Because of blockage and forces. They're trying to keep you out of his presence. I must press with the focus that God's presence is my target. Can you give you a few things before I take you someplace and show you how people did it? Now remember this. It's a personal press. It's not by a crowd.
Yes,
see, it's personal. I mean, you can't give it to somebody and say, do you want to go? It's personal. It's not, the crowd most likely not going.
Yeah.
But you have to come to a point that I'm going to make sure I stay in the presence of God. I'm going to hear what God's saying. I'm going to see what God's saying. And I'm going to understand for myself.
Amen.
So it's personal. So don't look at the masses.
Yes, sir.
The masses not in the presence of God.
Amen.
The masses go to church.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now, once you press in, you will find yourself out. You heard that? Yeah. Then he'll help you, you see. In Acts 17, I think it's verse 28, it says, in him we live, move, and we have our being. Mm-hmm. Learn the secret of being pregnant with his presence at all times. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. That's the secret right there. All right? Now, turn to Mark chapter 5. A whole lot of things and a whole lot of people will block you out of the presence of God. And they've been in church before you.
Yeah. Yep.
So they think they know everything. So they tell you, oh, no, you can't do it. No, wait, I heard something.
On,
I wouldn't be sitting here tonight if I listened to some of the people who was older, been in church longer than me. I'll still be down there with them.
Amen.
Trying to make it. This is so important. And, oh, my goodness, some things that you've been dealing with for a long time are about to be solved.
Amen. Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Amen.
divine answers that you've been looking for a long time are about to be given to you. Because tonight we're going to press in the presence of God. We're going to show you what you got to do to press in the presence. You can't be, and you cannot be discouraged. There's a lot of things coming in life trying to discourage us, right? Don't be discouraged. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. All right? Now look at verse chapter 5 of Mark, verse 25. She had to press in his presence to get her healing. And a certain woman in verse 25, which had an issue of blood, how long?
12 years.
Now, the difference in what she'd been dealing with for 12 years and her victory is getting in his presence. I gave you the three switches. Seeing. And has suffered many things of many physicians. Has spent all that she had. Not only sick, now she broke. And then look at the next statement. And was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Now, saints, y'all got to work with me now because I'm about to ask a question. It may not be the same case this woman had, but I can assure you somebody sitting here tonight got this same type of scenario. Because there's an issue that they haven't got in the presence of God about. Because we're not talking about reading the scripture and clapping your hand. We're talking about really getting in the presence of God by seeing, hearing, and understanding. You hear what I'm saying? And stop going back to them elementary doctrine. And stop trying to handle God with Jesus' name. See, we come to a point we think we can call most hallowed God with Jesus' name because he said, in my son's name. But the name can't wait for ignorance. Because you don't know what you're doing. You just got a formula. Y'all quit swinging at me. I want you to see this. And she suffered many things, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, she didn't automatically get in there. She had to press. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. But in order to touch his clothes, she had to get in his presence. Physically, spiritually. See, she had to get in his presence. Same way, for us to receive whatever he said, we have to know how to get in his presence by hearing, seeing. Give me a minute and understand it. I don't want, look up here at me. I don't want to ask you to hold your hand up of something you've been dealing with 10, 15, 12 years. Honest woman, honest man, love God. And a lot of stuff we accept because we think the fight that long. But it's not. No. See, we need to have expectation for immediately. Suddenly, straightway, like now. You see what I'm saying? We've been trained so long to wait later on. until the instant God had not had a chance to show himself. I'll do it right now. I'll change that boy right now. I'll change that situation right now for you. Hallelujah. And when she got in his presence, it says in verse 29, and straightway, that is. No, in 2 weeks. I'm hearing something. You cannot really get in God's presence and have a delay. It does not fit his character. Why would he have to, what are you waiting on? Who you got to go to counsel to, can he do this? You think it's impossible? No, nothing impossible to him. So you see, so it must be we're not getting in his presence. See, what the church has to do is get two words straight. I'm not too good of a speller, so y'all might have to help me. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E and P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Yes, sir. See, people want a present. They don't get in his present. Don't get the two. See, you get in his present, the present's no pride. You follow me? But we've been taught, I shared this with you before. We're looking for God's hand and not his heart. Yes, sir. And his hand's in his heart. Yes, and so when you, man, I'm holding back, but I feel the anointing of God. See, I know this work. See, this is supposed to be a garbage dump. But we're sitting here having service here tonight. So I know it worked. All right. And straightway, I'm with verse 29, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue, power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press. She pushed her way in. She was weak. And said, who touched my clothes? Now watch this. And his disciples said to him, thou see the multitude thronging thee? Yeah, I know, yeah, it's a lot of folks. And said, thou who touched me? So it means the multitude hadn't touched him. Oh, y'all don't want to see that. The multitude had not touched him like she touched him. Whole lot of folks hanging around. Come on now, see that. And his disciples saying to him, and his disciples, like they was kind of goofy. Like they didn't know what happened. Then now see the multitude throwing in thee and said, thou who touched me? And they did that kind of often to the disciples. They were kind of lost. They couldn't keep up with it. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Now, verse 33. But the woman, personal. Fearing and trembling. Knowing what was done in her. Wait a minute. I got a revelation. It was done in her. Before it was done in her body, it was done somewhere else. Now, a lot of things you may have asked God for, he has already done it. But you so functioning and focusing on manifestation, you ain't praising him for the answer. I'm assured there are some things you've asked God for. I want you to just pray them for and thank him for it as if you already have it. And it won't take long for it to manifest. Because when you first asked him, he gave it to you. But you got your eyes on the wrong spot. You're looking outside to see something, and you need to see it on the inside. Now, but the woman, verse 33, but the woman fearing, you with me? And trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Now watch what he said to her in verse 34. He said to her, I didn't do it. Because I really can't do nothing. I already done everything. So I didn't do it. I didn't do it. He said to her daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. You did it. You got in my presence. You pressed through that crowd. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now you see that? He worked her way in God's presence. Go to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. Now, they're getting into his physical presence, but his spiritual presence also. We have to know how to get into his presence. But these are cases that the Lord gave me that we should look at. All right, Mark chapter 2. Here we go again. Again, he entered us in Capernaum and after some day, and it was noise that he was in the house. Jesus in the house.
Amen.
Say it.
Jesus in the house.
He's in this house. Right now. Jesus in the house.
Jesus in the house.
He's in this house right now. Straightway many was gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. A lot of folk. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. A lot of folks, isn't it? But don't let a lot of folks stop you from getting to them. And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, that word press again. Here we go. You have to, wouldn't it be a little extreme? Don't care what nobody thinks. See what I'm saying? And now if you got the answer to everybody, you're not gonna be able to focus in this, you're not gonna be able to step in this prison. If you got to get everybody gotta tell you it's okay. No, they uncovered the roof. Where he was. I believe we need to uncover the roof tonight. Now see, if you can't see spiritually, and you can't understand spiritually. You don't understand what I'm saying about uncovering the roof. The thing that keeping you from getting close to him. The people that keeping you from getting close to him. The ideals that keeping you from getting close to him. Let's uncover the roof. Where is he placed in your life? What day belong to him? How much time you spend with him on the outside of Sunday and Tuesday? What's going to happen tomorrow? You're busy. Oh, I see. Never get too busy for him. Every day. Talk with him. Let him give you instruction. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, He said unto the sick of the prophet's son, thy sin be forgiven thee. You know, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there reading in their heart. See, you got them to deal with. Called him, told him he was speaking blasphemy. I ain't even going into that. The ideal is that there's a whole lot of, to get in the presence of God, there's a whole lot of people and a whole lot of things need to be uncovered. They're blocking you and you don't know they're blocking you. I want to get in his presence. Turn to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, son. You there?
Yes.
You see it?
Yes.
You like it?
Yes.
You want it?
Yes.
Take it! It's yours. Come on, let's read the first verse. Oh, God! No, I want you to read it with some dignity. Don't just read that. You ain't reading no comic book here. Oh, God!
Thou
art my God.
Early
will I seek thee.
My soul
thirsteth for thee.
My flesh
longeth for thee.
In a dry
and thirsty land
where no water is.
That's how to get in this presence. It'll be hungry for him. That's how to get in this presence. Be hungry for him. Oh, God. Thou art my God. My soul and my flesh. Soul thirsty for thee, my flesh longing for thee. Psalm 63. Whew. Why you won't come up in here? That's what the Lord said. Why you won't see me? Notice verse 2. I'm just going to see if you say it right now. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. I won't see it again.
Yes.
See.
See.
What are we talking about? See. I won't see. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Let's praise him a minute. Lift your hand. Glory to God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your presence. Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Right here, right now, I come in your presence to praise you and to thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've done great and mighty things in my life. Come on. He done something for you. Or he have done something for you. He have done something for you. You got something to praise him about. The Lord has done something for you. And you ought to tell him thank you. Praise is one of the greatest ways to get in his presence. When you go to praising the Lord can't handle it when you go to praising him. He cometh to those who praise him. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Sit down. Let me tell you something. You have no idea how many problems was solved during them few moments. Wait a minute. Let's do verse 4 then. Thus will I bless thee while I live. Uh-oh. I will lift up my hand in thy name. Come on, let's practice the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Invoke his presence. Invoke his presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory. He said, with your lips. My lips shall praise thee. My lips, open your mouth. Hey, hold on, Basha. Thank you, Lord. My lips shall praise thee. Hallelujah. One more time. Lift those hands. Praise him. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Open our ears. Open our eyes. Open our understanding to be in your presence. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. Say thank you. Thank you. Find something to say thank you for. Thank you. Say thank you. Say it with a meaning. Thank you. I receive that. Thank you, Lord. I receive that right now. Thank you. I receive that right now. Say it. Thank you. I receive it. Thank you. I receive it. Thank you. Huh? Hallelujah is right. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, boys, I need y'all focusing. Hey, 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 I need y'all focusing. I need y'all focusing. I don't need y'all laughing and talking. I need you focusing. Head out about ya, 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 ya. I need everybody focusing. I don't need nobody playing around right now. Hear that boy shout, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Lord. When the Spirit moving, we got to pay attention. When the Spirit moving, we got to pay attention. And nothing to talk about now but the Spirit. Don't be distracted now. Don't be distracted by nothing else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Get in his presence. Activate his presence. Glory, 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 glory. Activate his presence. Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, help us to pray. Glory to God. Sweet Holy Spirit, help us to praise him. Glory, glory, glory.
All right, sit down. Sit down.
Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Hallelujah. Oh, get up and pray them again. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shh. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Glory to God. Cha, 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 cha. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Shh. Yes. 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 Have your way. Yes, yes, yes. Have your way. Shh. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Glory. Glory to God. Get in his presence. Get in his presence. All right, sit down. Sit down. Sit down if you can. Genesis chapter 3. Sit down if you can. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, if you don't have nothing to be thankful for, don't say nothing. But if you have something to be thankful for, make some noise. Hallelujah. I got a lot to be thankful for. Glory, 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 glory. Now sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Get your Bible, 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 get your Bible. I know it's hard. I know it's not easy. Get your Bible, get your Bible, get your Bible, get your Bible, get your Bible. We might make it. Get your Bible. We might, Genesis 3:8. You know I don't care. You know that, right? You know I don't care. I don't care. I ain't got to say nothing else. I don't care. You can go ahead and pray them. I don't care. Glory, I'm with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Listen. Hold on. You can stand up or sit down, whatever you want to. Listen. You boys, you ushers and stuff. When I'm ministering and when the Spirit of God get in here, I don't want y'all talking about nothing else. I need y'all focusing because y'all leaders. I know you want to have a little fun, but there ain't no time for no fun when the Lord in here. I need everybody who working with me as a team to stay focused. Because if you don't, it disturbs the spirit. All this power moving through here. Teamwork. We got to work like a team. We got to be on one accord. Everybody praying the Lord and you grinning and skinning. You can't do that. Huh? Now notice here, let me teach you a little more. In Genesis chapter 3, I want to show you something. In verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes, Satan had talked to her, you know, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took up the fruit thereof and did eat and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. You see it? And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, open physically. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now watch what happened. Here's where you be tricked. Look at me. Here's where you trick. You make a mistake, and then you are told that you can't get in the presence of God. And so the average Christian don't walk in the presence of God because of deception. In that, in order to walk in the presence of God, you got to be perfect and never done nothing wrong. No. You know how to repent, don't you? He that covers his sin should not prosper. He that confesses sin, the Bible says, shall be clean. 1 John 1:9. All right? So, here's what happened. Here's why a lot of Christians are not walking in the presence of God, because they have not been told how much God loved them and how much forgiveness God has and how much God will help you in your weak moment. I need help, me. Here's what happened. Here's the man and woman who was born to be in the presence of God, but not have sinned. And now they're dressed with fig leaves. They're dressed normally now. They was dressed with the glory of God. Yes. Now Jesus come back. Jesus came to dress us with the glory of God. Yes. Tell the person next to you, you dressed with the glory of God. And so when our soul and body get out of alignment, there's a portion called the Holy Spirit brings something called conviction. Okay, when he brings that conviction, you confess it. Finally, you're not in that same route. You're not going by that same route no more. All right? So here, now I want to show you this, because that's why people think they can't walk in the presence of God. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. What they heard? And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. They hid in the world from the presence of God. And that happened to a lot of us because we don't think we deserve his presence, because we have made a mistake or something. No, repent. Ask God to forgive you, and don't hide yourself from his presence. You want to be in his presence because that's where the action is. That's where the supernatural is. That's where love is, mercy is, grace in his presence. You don't want to hide from it. Don't be thinking that holy person can walk in this prison. No, you God's child. I have a right to be in this prison. See. Behold, the Lamb of God was taken away the sin of the world. You're not the Lamb. The Lamb took away your sin. So what Satan does, he puts something in our life to make us feel unfit. And listen, children, I'm not just talking about feeling, you know. I'm talking about the presence of the Lord. I'm not just talking about feeling. There's feeling in it, but I'm talking about the presence of the Lord himself. Yes. There's an awesomeness.
Yes.
When God's presence fills a room.
Yes.
And there's nobody but you in the room.
Yes.
Or when God, you drive down the interstate and can't drive no more.
Yes.
And got to pull it aside and people think you broke down. But you really broke down.
Yes.
You broke down out of the flesh. I said, no, I'm all right. I said, I'm all right. I stopped the car so the year is running, you know.
See.
Now, from this lesson, God back his words up with sign following. So many of y'all are going to get in the presence of the Lord more than you ever got in there before. I will not hide from the presence of the Lord. Because every time the Lord shows up, he's coming to tell you something, show you something that you can't get no other kind of way. That's for lack of a better word, that's our divine position, man. You heard what I said? That's our divine position. I mean, we're supernatural people. We're supposed to live unusual. Unlimited.
Extraordinary.
Happy. In the presence of the Lord, there's joy. In the presence of the Lord, there's peace. Yeah, talk to me, man. There's peace in his presence. See? Now, this is going to sound waxy, but you got to move beyond scripture. The Bible is a pointer to him. To Jesus, to the Holy Ghost. You just holding the Bible. But you have not let him come out the Bible. God be in that car waiting on him. In a special way. Be in that car waiting on him in a special way. See, me and God get along like that. I just say stuff like that. Be in the car waiting on them. Touch their hand when they get in the car. Now, Satan can come in his presence, but he cannot partake of the benefit of his presence. You remember Job? Huh? Satan came in his presence. Satan came in trying to do something, but he couldn't partake of God's benefit. But when we go in his presence, all of his benefits, I wonder how many he got, belong to us. I said all of his benefit, not on my merit or your merit. So when Satan go to condemning you, I want you to point. He did it. Once he know you know that, he know he can't trick you no more. I'm not up here on my own merit. He did it. Mm-hmm. Now, look at Genesis 4:16. I got two more things to tell you. Genesis 4:16 now. Hallelujah. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. We're trying to get to the presence. See, he went out from the presence of the Lord. You don't want to go into the presence of the Lord. And you got people, you start talking about God, you know, they get all kind of stiff like. Because this is now time for God right now. This Thursday. You got people like that. Don't be looking at me. They got people like that. There's not no Sunday school. There's not Bible class night. We busy right now. You'll never get in his presence like that. Now, in his presence, there is unusual rest. You heard that? Unusual rest. Everybody else can be stirred up and you can be standing around there and say, I know he's going to be all right. Exodus chapter 33. I'll close that. In his presence is unusual rest. You listening?
Yes.
And unusual favor.
Yes.
See, I'll have me some of that said.
Yes.
All right, let's look at this one and I'll close.
Yes,
Exodus. That's the second book, aren't you? 33. Hallelujah. And 12. It says here in my little Bible, Moses prays for God's presence. And Moses said unto the Lord, verse 12, see, thou says unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this is a terrible predicament here. Moses can get killed any minute. He's dealing with a powerful person. A lot of people. But the Lord, when the Lord with you. See them little Mickey Mouse problem you having? Huh? You praying 13 hours and crawling the wall and calling everybody for counsel. Listen. And he said, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. So now that rest is within the context of, listen, Claire, eyes that can see, ears that can hear, and heart that can understand. The problem's still standing over there. But you've outgrew the problem. And the problem knows that it's defeated.
Amen.
Satan knows. The demonic mob knows that it's over because you done gotten the presence of God. You praising God, dancing. She don't even know she got a problem. She don't know she got a problem. I'm her problem. Wait, let me read a little more. Verse 15. And he said to him, if thy presence go with me, carry us not up hence. For when shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? At that prison right there, you know. So shall we be separated, and I and the people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the things also that I have spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Moses said, I mean, if you go with me, Lord, it's going to be all right. And when you live in God's presence, others will know his favor is upon you. So don't be deceived another day. Each day and throughout the day, pray them for his presence. His presence is not on your merit. It's on the merit of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, help us stay in the presence of God. See, and when you stay in the presence of God, you can't be defeated. Anybody in God's presence, you can't whoop them. You know that, right? Why? The scripture says if God is for us, no weapon formed against us. You see, we're in his presence. Let's pray them one more time. Thank him. Thank him. Tell him what you need right now while you're in his presence. Glory to God. Father, I'm going to pray for the whole congregation. Y'all just tell him what you need. Every situation in here, I'm asking you to do something supernatural because we're talking about your presence. We'll praise you in this house tonight. And I'm talking supernaturally now. We'll praise you and call your name. Now I'm asking you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, manifest yourself in the lives of everybody here in Darrow and around the world. Touch their lives. Thank you for it. Thank you. Make a difference. Make a difference. Let your healing power flow. Let your miracles flow in this house right now. Thank you, Lord. Let your goodness flow. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.